The man's name is Bill Peace.
It's sort of like my last big hurrah, my bucket list.
Peace is single and 64, counting the days until next January when he'll leave his management job and higher education behind.
And the days of internet and Blackberries and smartphones and 24-hour television and news. And so I'm looking forward to settling down and living life for the sake of living life.
From his office in Phoenix, Peace pulls up photos of his life-to-be in Costa Rica. He's bought a parcel of land and a development for gringos on the central Pacific coast, and he's building a 720-square-foot house on it.
This is a house above me. If you look straight down, that's my lot you're looking at with the big tree there.
Peace is jumping in head first with his entire life savings. The land and the house cost $85,000. Even had to take out a loan to close the deal. But Peace is in good company. The number of American retirees living abroad has steadily climbed in the past decade or so. Mexico and Canada still dwarf places like Costa Rica by sheer numbers, but data from the Social Security Administration show there's been a 67% jump in Americans receiving Social Security benefits there since 2002.
Costa Rica has the economic and political stability that a lot of people crave.
Aaron Van Reenen is based in San Francisco and is the author of Living Abroad in Costa Rica. She does have a warning.
People who go to a place like Costa Rica thinking that their life is going to be pretty much the same, only cheaper and warmer, those are the people that are going to have a little bit of trouble.
This is not lost on Bill Peace. A month after meeting me in Phoenix, he takes me to his new home in Costa Rica. It's the first time he's seen it in person.
This is it. Los Tucanos.
Los Tucanes is the development of a dozen or so colorful casitas cast against the deep green of the surrounding jungle. Peace's casita is simple as can be. Concrete construction, two small bedrooms. To save money, he doesn't have cabinets or a full stove in the kitchen. As we pull up to the driveway, Rhonda Berg is there to meet us.
Good to see you.
Berg is a Minnesota native who started developing in Costa Rica with her husband 5 years ago. At Los Tucanes, they're working with the Costa Rican landowners to split the proceeds from the sales. Berg says she caters mostly to middle-class Americans who are demanding basic accommodations after the U.S. economic crisis.
People will complain sometimes about what kind of building we do. We build in the price range that people can afford. We are not building high buck. That's not us.
Berg says the second and third phase of Los Tucanes have struggled to sell. When Peace moves in, he'll be one of two full-time residents, and undoubtedly he'll be challenged with expected issues like expensive electric bills, opening bank accounts, and the task of learning a new language, but also a host of unknowns.
There's a lot of anxiety, yeah.
Peace hopes to live on $2,000 a month, which he'll start collecting next year on Social Security. To make it, he'll sell his car and leave almost everything behind except his grandmother's Dutch oven and a half dozen suitcases. He'll shop at local markets, volunteer at local schools. Right now, Peace says he's not worried about money because adventure is calling.
I don't want to say that, gosh, I wish I had done this 10 years from now if I'm still alive. I don't want that to be my legacy to myself.
So Peace will take a risk in search of the pure life, or as Costa Ricans famously call it, the pura vida. Reporting from Costa Rica, I'm Peter O'Dowd.